Troy from Zia Comics with another unboxing for you. I got another Star Wars unboxing for you. Let's just pull this bad boy over here. Look at that. The life-size Star Wars The Child from The Mandalorian. Who we have learned, thanks to Ahsoka, his name is actually Grogu. And this little dude right here, single-handedly is saving the Star Wars empire. So, life-size, I know it's got some interchangeable ears, and the jaw articulates, and a couple other cool features, so I can't wait to get into this and show you.
The exterior box has Grogu in his classic using the Force pose. That outer covering was really just a sleeve, not a box, so when you pull that off, you get this box, which looks similar to the pouch he was carried in by the speeder bike troopers. You flip open the top of that pouch-shaped box, and you have the child in there just waiting for you to pull him out. When you pull the child out of that pouch box, there are two different trays. The top tray you see here has the main body of Grogu with the arms and feet attached. The bottom plastic tray has the base, a support rod, two additional pair of hands, one additional pair of ears, the gear shift knob from the Razor Crest, and the Mythosaur necklace. The instruction manual that absolutely nobody reads. The base is a diamond shape with one corner cut off, and that's where they put the Star Wars labeling. You'll also notice on the top the hole where you place the support peg to hold the child upright. Support rod is just a clear acrylic tube. There are two additional set of hands you can place on the child for different poses. They are magnetic in the palm so that you can place the gear shift knob there. There's also a second set of ears if you prefer his ears to have the laid back look rather than the upright at attention look. The gear shift knob from the Razor Crest even has the threaded interior. The Mythosaur skull sigil is a symbol of the Mandalorians. This is the one Din Djarin fashioned into a necklace and gave to Grogu. The life-size figure of the child, pretty highly detailed, as you can see, even with the hair on the head. You can see the crease just barely where the ears came out. The hands and feet are magnetic, but, you know, they're also friction fit. The robe that he's wearing is very weathered. Looks just like the one from the show. And you can see that he's not wearing his Beskar armor, so this is pre-Boba Fett series.
Life-size, the child, Grogu, about 14, a little over 14 inches tall. Lots of, you know, it's a very simple thing to build. There is the clear rod I showed you goes up into the body and into the hole on the base. And you can actually light up that base. Life-size, the child, Grogu, from The Mandalorian, made a cameo in Boba Fett. This thing is very simple to put together. That clear rod I showed you earlier goes into the base and into a hole here in the bottom of Grogu, literally in his bottom. You have, like I showed you, different sets of hands, and you've got a second set of ears. His Mythosaur necklace, which I might have to pop an ear off to put it in. Now these are, the hands and the ears are magnetized. When you get close, you can feel them. The magnet pulls it into place. One of his hands is magnetized to hold the ball. It's that one. So it's magnetized so he can hold the ball and he won't drop it. I checked, this is from the Mandalorian and not Boba Fett. He's not got his Beskar armor underneath. But yeah, you know, you can have fun. The ears are labeled left and right, L and R. So you can swap those out for different effects, however you want. Let's have him with his ears pointed down here for a little bit. There. Yeah, and here's the cool part. His jaw is articulated too. If you pull down, you can have him wide open like he's in surprise, or closed for normal. These arms are easy to replace. They're magnetic and friction, so you just real easy pull. It's a circle. Make sure you get the right replacement. Kind of put it in there. Bang, just that easy. Now is it hand switched? So this is, I like him surprised. Very, very nice. Even got the weathered robe, I guess he's wearing. I like this for what it is. Very, very simple, very easy to put together. Lots of different configurations we can put him in. I like that they labeled it. Even though they're keyed, they're also, labeled so you can turn his head. I believe the arms come up 90 degrees from the body. These will bend also forward for holding different things. Maybe you can get a jelly fishing lure to have him holding, like he's eating one of the frogs. For the price, it's very, very cool. I'm liking it a lot. So the Star Wars life-size, the child, the asset, Grogu, many names. You know they're important when they have more than one name. Okay, if you like this unboxing and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. It's free and it helps us out a lot. And until you see that next video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.